B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police in Louisiana say Justin Pope was arrested Tuesday for allegedly stealing a ring that belonged to his girlfriend, Samantha Futch, and then he pawned it to get money to buy her an engagement ring.
Oh, my God.
He stole her ring, pawned it to buy her an engagement ring.
The guy's in love.
So here's the interesting thing. It happened back in 2019, and it's not clear why he was only recently arrested for it. Police say Pope returned to the pawn shop 2 weeks later for the ring, valued at almost $4,500, but it had already been melted down to scrap.
Oh, wow.
It was all for naught. Police say a man in boxers who was holding two Mountain Dew cans and a shovel was taken into custody after trying to stab a driver. Officers were
He's
called...
He's in boxers holding two cans of soda and holding a shovel.
That is correct. And he was trying to stab the driver. Officers
I'm having a bad day.
Were called for reports of a man running and screaming. Police say they searched the area and found 32-year-old Joshua
You
Talon
want a soda?
Running in his boxers toward the police department while carrying two Mountain Dew soda cans and a spade shovel. Officers learned that Talon had sliced his neck and throat with a kitchen knife.
I didn't do a good job.
A passerby told officers he was driving by and saw Talon running down the middle of the road, covered in blood.
Listen, I'm due back in court. I'm prosecuting a case later on.
The driver said he slowed down to help Talon, but Talon tried to stab him through the open window.
That's not good.
The driver said he tried to drive away from Talon to avoid being stabbed, and Talon struck the side of his vehicle and damaged it. So he's been arrested. Never trust someone who is rude to the waiter.
Yes. Okay?
A Massachusetts restaurant shut down for most of a day last week in order to give all its workers a break from customers. Brandy Castellano, who owns Apt Cape Cod, with her spouse, said the restaurant would close for most of the day on July 8th so that they could deep clean and so the employees could enjoy a day of kindness. She posted on the restaurant's Facebook page the announcement about the temporary closure and included, "Please remember that many of my staff are young. This is their first job or summer job to help pay for college." And I guess people were just being jerks to them.
It's not right. No.
She noted that the pandemic-related shortages were still in effect and the business was adjusting to the change in business. So back off.
And keep that in mind in general. A lot of places are understaffed. So, you know, kind of cut some slack when you can.
A postal worker is behind bars after police say she used a screwdriver to stab the postmaster at the Hernando Post Office in Mississippi.
Across the street, there was a guy holding two cans of sodas.
Right.
I found my woman.
Police said Tamika Lachey Scott stabbed the victim multiple times in the post office at 9 a.m. By 6 p.m., the victim had been released from the hospital. Investigators hadn't said what may have sparked the attack, but said that afterwards, Scott walked to her car in the back of the parking lot and tried driving away. Her fellow employees reportedly blocked her until the police could arrive.
Just for that, I'm not shipping your package.
When a TV crew knocked on her listed address, a woman answered and told the crew to get the F off their front porch. Scott is being held on a $100,000 bond and is charged with aggravated assault to manifest extreme indifference to life. And we will, we'll do one more story.
One more.
Nice. One more, yeah, because this is a good one. You guys may have seen this, but after 24 years of heartache and searching, a Chinese couple were reunited with their son who was abducted as a toddler outside of their front gate.
Yes.
Guo Gangtang and his wife Zhang Wang hugged their 26-year-old son with tears in their eyes Sunday at a reunion organized by police in their hometown. The story of their reunion after Guo, I don't know how you pronounce the name, G-U-O, Guo?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Guo crisscrossed China by motorcycle searching for his son and became an activist who helped police return other missing children to their parents, prompted an outpouring of public sympathy and condemnation of abductions.
It's an inspiring story.
Guo, who was 2.5 years old, was grabbed by a woman and her boyfriend who took him northwest. And that's Guo Xinjian. From there, he was sold to a couple in central China. Abductions are pretty regular. Police experts found Guo in June by searching databases for images of people who looked like he might as an adult. His identity was confirmed by a DNA test. The woman and her boyfriend, Tang and Hu, were caught and confessed to trafficking three boys, and they've yet to stand trial, but they could face up to the death penalty.
Wow.
By the way, the father, who's now 51, started his search by carrying a flag with his son's photo and details on it behind him on a motorcycle that he would drive. And he wrote on a social media account that he wore out 10 motorcycles riding through 30 of China's 34 provinces and regions. He never gave up. It's amazing.
Well, but many decades were robbed from them because of these lunatics.
Yep. But but after of constant searching, we're able to track them down.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
This is the stuff of nightmares. A Georgia couple found 18 snakes underneath their bed.
Whoa!
Instead of killing the creatures, though, the husband carefully plucked them off the ground, dropped them in a bag, and relocated them to a nearby creek. Trish Wilcher says that she and her husband, Max, were about to go to bed Sunday, and she saw what she thought was some fuzz on the floor.
Look at that fuzz.
And she said it moved when she reached down.
That's moving fuzz.
And the second one, and then a second later, another piece moved, she said.
That fuzz just sunk its teeth into my ankle.
And I went to my husband and said, we have snakes. The couple found a mother snake with 17 recently hatched babies under their bed. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Max Wilcher used a grabber tool to place each one in a linen bag. The ordeal took till around midnight to get them all together. Outside of finding a place to lay eggs, there's another reason that snakes might want to share human spaces. That is, snakes sometimes move into homes to hunt rodents. So that may have been why they checked in. I don't really know. This is in China. Back in February, a signal light at the corner of a suburban intersection fell over. Thankfully, though, no one was injured when the 19-foot-tall iron pole toppled.
Wow.
But the circumstances were worrying given the relatively short time since it had been installed. Naturally, infrastructure doesn't last forever, but the city expects poles of this type to have a service lifespan of about 50 years before they need replacement. The pole, though, had only been planted in the spot in the corner in 1997, making it just 23 years old, not even to the projected halfway point of its durability. But clearly something had unexpectedly gone wrong. The damage didn't appear to be the work of a vandal, though. During on-site investigation, police officers noticed a large number of local residents passing right by where the pole had been standing while walking their dogs. It turns out that that side of the street overlaps with the courses that many dog owners regularly walk their pets, and police began to suspect there might be a connection. Conveniently, there's another signal light pole on the other side of the road, and so police scientific investigation research lab decided to perform some tests to check the presence of urea, which is the nitrogenous compound that's essentially the non-water part of urine.
So the dog piss was eroding the base?
Sure enough, they found nearly eight times as many urea traces on the pole that had fallen than on the one across the street that got less paw traffic from dogs. Even more startling were the results from testing of the ground around the base of the poles, to which the dog preferred spot had 42 times the amount of urea than its never-toppled counterpart.
Wow. I actually noticed my old mailbox post had kind of withered away towards the bottom.
And you think it's dog pee?
I think it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were saying that it may have that.
That's how corrosive.
Believe the urea likely accelerated the rate of corrosion in the metal, particularly around its base, until it eventually became weak enough to fall. So the dogs brought it down.
It's a little scary.
I have another dog story, completely different, though. This had to be scary for a few seconds. A dog owner recently shared a screenshot of a conversation they had with their dog's groomer on Reddit. Now, after dropping their beagle off for a haircut, it shows that the owner was sent a message from the groomer reading, "Hi, Dexter is dead."
Oh, no.
The worker, realizing their mistake, quickly sent a follow-up message reading, "Hi, Dexter is ready now."
Oh, my God. Oh my god.
And it says, sorry, stupid autocorrect.
Oh my god.
So, hi, ready Texas now became dead?
Yeah. Well, ready, I think, is what they were going for. So R-E-A-D-Y somehow or another
became
dead.
Oh my god.
And so the post about the mix-up generated a ton of comments, but yeah, they had also sent along a photo of the dog that said he was ready now. So that's pretty classic. I like this one too. A father upgraded a toy car in an attempt to make it road legal after he got pulled over. So a guy named James Scudder, who is from the UK, said he felt moved to convert his family's red Supersport XL after local law enforcement pulled him over, telling him that he should not drive the toy vehicle down the streets. Well, the traffic stop happened last year, shortly after the pandemic began, and Scudder says it inspired him to make the car road legal. So he's modified it. It has turn signals, hazard lights, and a horn to comply with local road vehicle requirements, and he also replaced the car's 24-volt battery with a 48-volt lead-acid battery.
So how fast does it go?
It can go 22 miles an hour, so I think probably your vehicle needs to go at least 20 miles an hour. And it's a little kid's car. It's the kind that you...
We're looking at it. It's hilarious.
Pretend like you're driving it. So he's got it. It's completely street legal now, which is hilarious. Speaking of cars, Steve, this story was from 6ABC. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the practice of purposely obscuring license plates is nothing new.
Right.
But a vehicle recently impounded by Philadelphia police looks like something out of a British spy novel. The vehicle was equipped with a remote-controlled license plate flipper. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. I heard it, but I didn't see the actual device. Is it right out of Goldfinger?
It is awesome.
Yeah.
And, well, it flips over. I think it has two middle fingers popped up.
Oh, that is great.
So there are more common methods to doing that. Some people, you know, will put this, like, shading material over or something like that. But this thing actually has this frame that flips out and rolls out and turns it around. You got to see the video.
Okay, because
it's high tech.
Like in the classic James Bond, it would actually just rotate and flip over to another.
Well, we don't have those type of, of plates.
Place, yeah.
So you should see it. It's really cool. But Captain John Ryan, the commanding officer of the Philadelphia Police, the Major Crimes Unit, said, if you drive around, you'll notice there's paper tags everywhere. Many of them aren't legitimate because they can be copied on a copier or printed off of a computer. But this went the extra mile, and they really put in the work, and it looks pretty cool. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's end with this one. You don't need to be human to run for mayor in Omena, Michigan. The incumbent currently running for the mayor there is Sweet Tart McKee.
Sweet Tart McKee?
Who is a cat.
Oh!
For more than a decade, the hamlet of Omena, a small unincorporated community that does not have its own government, has held ceremonial elections for non-human mayors.
I promise a turd in every box.
The elections double as fundraisers for the Historical Society, with each dollar contributed to the organization equaling one vote. All critter candidates are from the community, but anyone can vote in person or online. And right now, in 2018, Sweet Tart became the community's first feline mayor. The previous three were dogs, but this year she's running against a dog, a chicken, and a goat.
He's a cat.
And you can visit the Omena Historical Society to vote if you want.
Did you say a chicken?
Yes, yes.
All right.
So are you going to be stumping for...
I might have to stump for that chicken.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.